What is going on, guys? So today I'm just gonna be going over Fubo, kind of the play I made, the position and price range, what I think it's going to go to in the near future here. So it is currently March 15th today. It is 11:54 a.m. So basically, Fubo hit highs of 33.81. It's currently trading at 33.16. Now, based off of today's day, I think that tomorrow it really won't uptrend. I feel like it will probably go 1 to 2% down in the negative, which is kind of what I am personally betting on, which is why I bought 100 shares of Fubo today. And you're probably wondering, but if it's going down, why would you buy 100 shares? Because tomorrow it's going to go down. But by the time Friday hits, I'm pretty confident it will be back in this range, if not above it. So what I ended up doing is I ended up buying Fubo at $33, and I believe it was like 20 cents or something. And I did a covered call on that, which basically means I needed to buy at least 100 shares, which is exactly what I did. And I bought 100 shares, and I think that cost me like, well, basically $3,300 or something. So I ended up doing a covered call, and I got a $150 premium. Now, I know that it's going to go down. Now, why would I want it to go down? Because I have two options. It can either hit the $33.50 price mark, and then it sells my 100 shares for that 30 cent profit, so I make $30 plus 150. Or what else it can do, it can reach 33.49. I keep my 100 shares and the premium, as well as then I just redo the same thing. So I did mine literally just for this Friday, which is great in my opinion, because looking at the chart, we can see here that it has been on a insane uptrend. But the thing about the uptrend is it's usually after market hours, as you can see, and then it kind of plateaus throughout the day. After market kind of goes down and plateaus after market. This one hit a huge high, and then it's kind of been going down. At once it hit $34, it's kind of been plateauing around the same range. So there's a big resistance right around here, which is exactly what it almost hit today, which basically means more likely than not it will go down tomorrow. Now, why would I want it to do that? Because tomorrow when it goes down, today I took a small position size of 100 shares. Tomorrow when it goes down, I want to take a bigger position size of around 400 or 500 shares, which then basically allows me to then again do a covered call on this Friday for the same price range, but for much cheaper as well as a bigger premium. So I'm kind of playing the system here because today was kind of a test. Today is just like if it tends to break pattern, I know I still have, I'll still make close to $200 without really having to worry about anything at this point. So that's $200 for the week, you know, no complaints, pays for food. Not really though. But again, so I'm betting more likely than not it's going to go again about a dollar or two down tomorrow, which will then allow me to buy 500 shares at $31 instead of $33. And then again, I can do the covered call on the 33.50, which or 34, excuse 34, and I buy it at 31. So I have 500 shares, which then means, because more likely than not, it will hit the reach point of the 33.50 or $34 by the end of this Friday. So that basically then means I have 500 shares that I can make $4 profit on per share, which is $2,000 profit, or $3 profit, so $1,500 profit, as well as in the premium of $200 times five again, so that's another 1,000. So I'm looking at $2,500 plus the 200 that I would then make just from today's. So I'm looking at almost $3,000 this week alone just by playing Fubo, the patterns that it has been showing lately. Now, what happens if Fubo doesn't reach the covered call mark? I'm okay with that because then I can cover call it again for next week. And then that week will then be that $3,000 week. And I can keep buying and buying and buying and buying and buying Fubo as long as I have cash that I can put into it. And I have more than enough cash currently available, since I'm mainly holding cash, to be able to continue buying shares. I have up to $46,000 I can put into Fubo at this time. And I'm just slowly playing it small, seeing the next movements and the next directions. So again, I have no issue doing this. So this is just kind of what I've been thinking, the price targets of Fubo, my price predictions of Fubo. Now again, it can break pattern tomorrow. It can have a nice uptrending day. If we have a huge, aggressive, insanely pumped up market tomorrow, it can hit past the $34 mark. No problem. 4%. I will not be complaining because I also have another couple hundred shares of Fubo that are not covered calls. So again, I'm in both positions because you don't have to be 100% correct if it's going to go up or down. What you have to do is you have to play the system and see how to make money both ways. So that is basically all I'm doing. But again, that is just kind of my viewpoint on Fubo, kind of the price direction that it's going to take and all of that. And I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Give it a thumbs up, comment down below. And other than that, I'll see you guys with another video tomorrow. Peace out.